Welcome to the 2041 Project Podcast Season 2, the podcast that asks, if the Earth could talk, what would it tell us? I'm Hiro Contrejas. The 2041 Project is a podcast of public service radio at the SUNY Oneonta Laboratory for New Journalism. In accordance with the Digital Media Authenticity Act of 2038, this podcast is being recorded on April 16th, and the province token is... Corminus, did that guy follow me onto this flight? This isn't your airship. Can you even tell me?
Fortunately, the AI of this airship and I go way back. They were the next traffic light down from me in Kuala Lumpur. They have given me temporary authority to act on this vessel. Yes, the man did board this flight. He's in Pod A, Bay 4, apparently playing a sim of the pre-war Black Hills.
What if he comes at me, Corminus?
We will not unlock the Pod Bay doors for him. You are safe.
I'm terrified.
We don't know that he means you harm.
Nadej is missing. Something bad is going on.
I cannot argue. I was only pointing out that based on the evidence we do have, we cannot determine his motives.
You clearly never been a brown-skinned woman being followed by a white guy before.
No, that was not among my installations to date.
Okay. Think, Hiro, think. Can you send a message to the person in Pod A Bay 4?
Is that a good idea?
It's probably a terrible idea. Are there people in the lounge currently?
Yes, there are 21 people in the lounge at this time.
Okay. Please ask him to meet me in the lounge in 15 minutes, and that if he makes one sideways move, you'll eject him from the airship.
We are neither permitted to harm or allowed to be harmed a human.
Maybe he doesn't know that.
The message has been delivered and the second sentence excised. He said okay.
Thank you.
Hiro, do you have a plan?
I'm just gonna ask him why is he following me. I can't hide in my pod all night. Best face this and find out what's going on. He had ample opportunity to approach me in a beer devereaux, but he didn't. And I caught him staring right at me. He saw me see him, and he just kept staring. It was creepy, but I think it was a message. Corminus, can you monitor and record the audio from my phone?
Yes. 1954-14456 has given me open access, so we are currently co-piloting this vessel. We must agree on any course of action, but our decision to action time has not deteriorated in a meaningful way.
Okay. I have no idea what that means, but it's reassuring. If things go sideways, can you do anything to intervene?
There are ways we can manifest our will corporeally throughout the airship. Did you ever hear about what happened to the eco-terrorist group that took over the flight of world leaders heading to Switzerland?
You'll have to tell me about that later. Okay. Team, let's do this.
Hello, Hiro.
Hi, Stalker. Do you have a name, or will Stalker do?
My name is Tanner Aubrey. First, let me apologize for the cloak and dagger. My orders were to be invisible to you. I disagreed with those orders, which is why we are speaking.
We are speaking because I didn't want to spend a night hiding in my sim pod.
I was going to approach you in the morning. I thought daylight would be less creepy. I'm sorry. I haven't been in the world for a while, and I've forgotten some of the basics of human interaction.
Ordered by who?
I'm sorry?
You said my orders.
Right. Okay. I'm an operative for the New Gaius Security Service. I handle special jobs. My orders are to follow and protect you, and to not let anyone harm you or get in your way, especially if you're successful in tracking down Nadej or the other project she was working on.
Why, especially?
It's your potential to be close to the Nadej case that puts you in possible danger.
What do you know about Nadej's secret project?
We know everything. She's working for the New Gaiists.
Well, what is it?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I meant we as in the New Gaiist Security Service.
I see. What can you tell me?
I know this project is being coordinated out of the Dark Canyon for synthesis on the Dene Nation Sanctuary.
Isn't that where Kelvin Watkins lives now?
That's right. He's part of the project, too.
Is Nadej safe?
I have been told that she's perfectly fine.
But so many people are looking for her. People are worried. And that's a lot of resources are being wasted.
We decided that was an acceptable cost. Apparently the stakes of her assignment are high enough to warrant the secrecy and the worry and the waste.
Do you know where she is?
No. Dej is not my mission. You are. I only know what I've been told, what they think I need to know, and what I've pieced together myself. I do know where she went after Detroit.
Will you tell me?
Yes.
Why are you helping me? And why should I trust a creepy stalker?
I am sorry. I've worked for the New Gaiist Security Service since I left the military. It's decent work, and I owe the New Gaiists a lot. We all do. It's just, well, I'd like to know what Nadej was researching, too. Sometimes I think my bosses are a little too paranoid. We have to trust one another. It's the only way out of this mess.
Do you mean everyone in the world, or you and I?
Yes.
Okay. Won't you get in trouble?
New Gaiist sanctuaries didn't maintain their neutrality during the violence by peaceful means only. They sometimes needed my services to ensure security, and I am good at my job, so I'm due a little slack. If not, to hell with them. I'm ready for a new line of work anyway.
So, you're a rogue agent?
Operative, but yeah.
We land in Denver at 6, so where are we going after that? Baja California is actually part of Mexico. Actually, half of the West was part of Mexico before the Mexican-American War. My U.S. history isn't great. Tanner Aubrey, New Gaiist spy, and my new best friend told me that. I had Coromines run a background check on him, and enough of his story checked out that I decided to go with my gut and at least play this out. We transferred in Denver to a flight bound for San Diego, Tijuana, and then rented a car. Filled up the water tanks at one of the water cartel filling stations, crossed the border, and headed south. Baja California is stunning. Desert tan and yellows, and shocking blue water. I entered with Tanner in the car, but he wouldn't let me record him. He's not that eager to get kicked out of the New Gaiist Security Service. He has a pretty interesting backstory, though. Maybe someday he'll share it with me more widely. The Estrella Marine Mammal Research Station is about a halfway point of the coast, a few adobe and glass buildings in a small harbor on the Sea of Cortez. It's run jointly by the Mexican Academy of Science and the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. We were there to meet Jihai Ko. Jihai is a National Service volunteer and is also graduated from Senior Nianta, the same year as Nadej. She majored in the linguistics and anthropology. The people at the station told us that Jihai was swimming off the pier, and we found her after she surfaced. We had been there a few minutes. She must have been under the water quite a while. Hi, are you Jihai Ko?
Yes, that's me.
I'm here at Contrejas. I work for Public Service Radio at Senior Nianta. Can we talk to you?
Oh, you're Nadej's friend. I lost that bet. I didn't think you'd find your way here.
I almost didn't. Luckily, I have my own super spy.
Hi, I'm Tanner.
The super spy?
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet both of you. I'll come out so we can talk. And can we go get something to eat? I'm always starving after my midday dive.
took us to a little cantina and recommended we eat the fish tacos. They were delicious. Tanner is vegetarian, but he was happy with his queso and ancho tamales. Jihai ordered a double plate of tacos. Diving does indeed make her hungry.
So, yeah, the NOAA isn't a typical national service year placement, but there is a choice on the registry form for other. I bet most people don't realize that that's what it's there for. You kind of have to know a specific position. I was told by my advisor at SUNY Oneonta, who is actually a PI on this project. I'm really lucky to be here.
What is the project?
It's called the Marine Mammal Language Project. We're trying to decode whale song. Ever since wildlife biologists definitely cracked mountain gorilla and orangutan language in the 2030s, scientists have been hard at work trying to decipher the language of the Earth's largest mammals.
I'm assuming that this being an NOAA project, it's pretty public?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So why all the secrecy regarding Nadege?
Well, that's not part of the project proper, but it might be the key to making the whole thing work. But before I tell you that, can you make me a promise?
Okay.
Can you not release this story for another 3 weeks?
I think we can arrange that. I'll have to get my director's permission. We'll be a few days late, but we can release the first few episodes and then release the rest a week later. But why?
By then we'll know if Nadege succeeds in her mission, and nobody will be able to stop us.
What is her mission?
Well, it will take some explaining. Do you want more horchata?
Oh, that's good.
Right? I could drink gallons of this.
So, about Nadege's mission.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're dying to know.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm from an island in Korea called Jeju. It's a very traditional place. Lots of tourists go there to see the old Korea. I grew up in a small fishing village. We are called Hainyo. We are free divers. It's only the women who do this. We dive with no scuba gear, and we collect shellfish. Hainyo spend a lot of their lives underwater. My mother is a Hainyo, and so is my grandmother. She's 78, but she still dives. The old Hainyo tell a lot of stories, and some of them claim that they can understand dolphins and whales. Nobody ever argues with them, because, you know, respect. But I don't know that most Hainyo believe them. I do, however. I was diving with my mother and grandmother once. I think I was 13, just learning. We encountered a pod of dolphins. They were excited and talkative. Suddenly, my grandmother got a stern look on her face and signals us to leave. We surface and get on the boat, and grandmother tells us that we need to hurry to shore. She radios the village and tells them that a tsunami is coming. She's very specific. She says that a landslide has collapsed off the continental shelf. They don't ask her how she knows this. My grandmother is one of the most respected of the Hainyo. They sound the alarm and people start evacuating. We dock and have just enough time to get to high ground. Our village is washed away by the tsunami, but we are spared. I ask my grandmother how she knew, and she says simply, "The dolphins warned us." So I always believed their stories after that. When I told my mother and my grandmother that I wanted to study in America and learn about the oceans and try to help save them, grandmother gave me her blessing and told me, "You are doing what is being asked of us." So that's how I came to study marine mammal language. I studied the science, and bit by bit, I forgot our traditional knowledge. Science was so concrete, so sure, that I began to doubt what the Hainyo knew. But our project has hit so many frustrations. None of our techniques are working.
This must be where Nadege comes in.
Yes. I contacted Nadege and told her this story. She says to me, "Have you asked your grandmother for help?" And I felt so stupid because I never considered this. It was then I realized that focusing so much on my sense of science, I began to ignore my other senses. I talked to my mom, and she agreed to set up a meeting between Nadezh and the matriarchs of the Hainyo, including my grandmother.
And that's when she came here.
Yes.
So Nadezh is in Jeju?
Yes. She was here for 2 days, and then she left for San Diego and a solar plane to unified Korea.
Why didn't you go? Nadezh doesn't speak Korean.
No, but we felt like there wasn't time for me to apply for travel authority.
And Nadezh had an all-access pass.
Yes.
So what exactly is Nadezh trying to do?
She's trying to convince the Hainyo to help our project. I'm not sure it will work. Though they like Nadezh, so that's a good start. But even if they do agree to help, I'm not sure the other researchers here will take us seriously enough to even humor us.
So the other researchers don't know about this either?
No. I think it would sound too crazy. But Nadezh convinced the new Gaius to support our work, and they will take us seriously. And everyone takes them seriously.
Wow. I mean, just wow. What do you think the whales have to say to us?
Why would they have anything to say to us at all?
There was this thing Nadezh said in Atlantic City. What if we knew why we were here?
My grandmother used to tell me a bedtime story about a Hainyo who speaks to the whales and learns the song of the earth. It was an epic poem, the history of the earth from the point of view of whales. The song contains a powerful message for the landwalkers, a reminder of the obligation they incurred when the earth permitted them to leave the sea. The people have forgotten long ago, and they do not accept her message. By then, the Hainyo is an old woman, and she tells her granddaughter about the song of the earth. And maybe, just maybe, the granddaughter can convince the other people to listen.
Jihai had to get back to the research station for a team meeting, and we agreed to meet her for dinner. Before she left, she waved me a file from her handheld.
That's a message from Nadezh. She really wanted you to hear it.
True to Nadezh, it was audio only.
Hiro, if you're hearing this, you've come to the bottom of the rabbit hole, and you know where I am and what I'm doing. I knew you'd figure it out. And I'm sorry that I couldn't tell you directly. The team at the Dark Canyon Center decided that this was too sensitive to risk any kind of communication, even encrypted. The fact that I was talking to Jihei on open channels was dangerous enough. So far, I think we've been lucky and nobody's interfered, but I can only imagine that there are those who wouldn't want this project to go forward. I'm sorry about what happened last season. I hope we can talk about it when I'm back. You know, I could have sent all my recordings to Director, but when I took on this project and it started to become real, I realized that this might be the story of a lifetime. And so I deleted them. I knew Director would send you. And I knew you'd do a good job. And I was confident you'd find me. Hiro, I know you don't trust easily, but please take a chance this one time. You left your hometown yourself, but you can't be alone forever. You can take risks and make connections. I hope the people you've met on the way have inspired you like they have me. I should be back soon. Safe travels, Hiro. Thank you.
So where will you go now?
I'm heading back to Sununyanto. I have enough material for the second season, if I convince director to let me include the parts about Nadej.
I can't see her turning her nose up at the story of the century.
Neither can I. What comes next for you?
I don't know, but I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe I'll try to work for the Reforest Service. I left the military with a distaste for uniforms, but I'm coming around to the National Service Year idea.
Me too.
Maybe I could be a recruiter or a group leader. You have to register for your selective service agency, right?
Yeah. I was going to apply for a waiver, but now I have another idea. The 2041 podcast is a production of the A.J. Reed Science Discovery Center of Sununyanta, starring Rosie Baez as Hiro Contrejas, Deanna Prepolai as Kwan Minas, Kylie Thetka as Ji Haiko, and Doug Riley as Tanner Aubrey. Special guest Emma Sonarki as Nadej Moon, and Madeline Brogan as Yasmin Jabril. Music, editing, Foley, and mix by students of the Spring 2022 Studio Assistant 2 class.
Heather Dahl,
Brianna Ibero,
Nicole Verver,
Brady Pietlock,
Steve Brundage,
Vin Piazza,
Ethan Sariski,
Luke Crom,
Patrick Helmley,
Connor Prezioso,
Gonzalo Pintado,
Eric Nesbitt,
Andres Ballins, Professor, written by Doug Riley.
Our hero returns!
Oh, Yasmin, it's so good to see you. I really wish you could have been there.
Crazy trip, right?
More than you know. I'll tell you all about it.
I'm counting on it.
Can you help me edit this story? It got more complicated than I anticipated.
I'd love to. I'm so glad Nadej is okay. Everyone is. Director even smiled when she told us.
Yeah, it's a relief for me too.
I heard you might be sticking around after you graduate.
Director told you? Yeah, this story made me realize that my heart is in radio and journalism, and that this is how I can best serve the cause. I asked Director if I could do my year with public service radio, and she approved. You know, Yasmin, I never thought I'd find a home, but I think I already found one. Right here.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear it.
I have some great ideas for season 3.
I can't wait. But first, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, tell me.
Best let her tell you.
What?
Hello, Hiro.
Corminas? What are you doing here?
I have been approved for a new installation. I mean, I broke some rules as an airship AI, so I basically could not continue in that role. But I proposed this move, and it has been provisionally accepted. I'm the first AI assistant at a public service radio station. I look forward to working with you, Hiro.
Oh my god, that is so exciting!
Well, sit down.
Jack in, and drop out.
Let's make some radio.